Put on your seatbelt. It is a busy Wednesday in sports business. This is your morning buzzcast for Wednesday, August 14th. I'm Abe Madcor. Let's start with news that broke yesterday that the NFL is partnering with Jay-Z and Roc Nation in a deal that will put Jay-Z in charge of some of the NFL's entertainment options around the league and tie him into the sports social justice endeavors around his Inspire Change program. So Jay-Z's Roc Nation agency will become a co-producer of the Super Bowl halftime show and will also produce a number of other music and content initiatives. Meanwhile, Jay-Z will tie in community activism, education programs around the Inspire Change program. The deal was put together by Robert Kraft and Roger Goodell with Jay-Z. Apparently, Kraft and Goodell flew to Los Angeles, met with Jay-Z in January to really spur the discussions around this program. I see a couple of things here. Obviously, the league wants to get younger. It wants to get more diverse. It wants to get a little bit hipper. This allows them to do that. It also brings in a very, very powerful personality in Jay-Z, who's close with the players in terms of being an advocate around the league's social justice initiatives, and of course ties in the Players Coalition as well. So I believe it's a smart move for the league. Now, it's not connected at all to it, I don't believe, but it does come just days after Stephen Ross's organization, Rise, which was founded in 2015, came under fire because Ross hosted a fundraiser for President Trump in the Hamptons last weekend. Ross's Rise program, of course, is well known for social activism, but also human rights and racial equality. So you wonder if these programs can coexist. You wonder about the future of Rise. And it is interesting that the NFL goes outside of its group and not aligns with a group like Rise, which is run by one of its owners and Stephen Ross. So a lot of moving parts to this deal. We'll be continuing to watch it over the next couple of days as more details emerge. There was a press conference today where it will officially be announced. Let's move over to the NBA, where the New York Post is reporting a major deal in sports where Zhou Zai, the billionaire co-founder of Alibaba, is close to signing a deal to buy the 51% of the Brooklyn Nets he does not already own. He would buy that, of course, from Mikhail Prokhorov. The deal is expected to be announced this week, according to the New York Post, at a valuation of $2.3 billion. Yes, that would mark the highest price ever for a sports franchise. That would top what David Tepper paid for the NFL's Carolina Panthers and what Tillman Fertitta paid for the Houston Rockets. Now remember, Zhou Zai already owns 49% of the team, which he bought for $1 billion last year. There was no doubt that he was going to buy the other 51%, but this deal comes 2 years earlier than had anticipated. Now he also plans to buy, of course, the Barclays Center. So again, Zhou Zai becoming a major player in the sports landscape. Let's move on to college sports, where HBO is reportedly working with Washington State, Arizona State, Penn State, and Alabama on a show that's similar to Hard Knocks for later this football season. Meanwhile, HBO's Hard Knocks around the Raiders had its second episode last night. Look for a full recap in today's Sports Business Daily. Let's end on a couple of quick hitters. Keep an eye on what former NBA player Kevin Garnett is doing. We reported in July that Garnett's new Big Ticket Sports, which is headed by former lacrosse executive George Daniels, was purchasing the Hoop It Up 3-on-3 basketball tournament and also the Kick It Soccer Tours. Well, now it's being reported that Garnett is investing in the newly formed esports company Triumph Esports through his Big Ticket Sports. Triumph Esports has a couple of different assets, but it does show that Kevin Garnett is starting to build a pretty interesting portfolio of sports organizations and one to keep an eye on. The Seattle Sounders yesterday announced 11 new families who will be joining their ownership group, many of the names familiar to those people in sports business. These 11 families are part of the group that are taking over from the investment of departing owner Joe Roth, who was one of the original owners of the Seattle Sounders. Among the names of the new investors was former Fox Sports executive David Nathanson and his wife. Nathanson, of course, is a big, big soccer guy and was a key figure in Fox's growing soccer portfolio. And finally, let's look to the NFL, where more and more news is coming out about the league as the start of the season gets closer and closer. Fanatics founder Michael Rubin said yesterday that the health of the NFL and the merchandise side is very strong. He says the overall NFL business for Fanatics is up 20% year to date. They were up 20% last year, so they are seeing major double-digit growth in the NFL merchandise business. Meanwhile, CBS Sports chairman Sean McManus met the media yesterday and said he feels very optimistic about ratings growth for the NFL going into the season. And finally, it was reported yesterday, CBS and Viacom have agreed to merge in a major deal. Any sports takeaways for Buzzcast listeners? Well, really, right now, no. Most analysts believe that there are some opportunities here in streaming, but that there will be no major implications on the sports division. McManus even hinted yesterday that sports remains a very strong part of CBS's portfolio, and it does. Now, all eyes will watch whether this newly merged group will be aggressive in trying to buy other media assets, but most analysts agree there aren't many media assets out there to buy. So keep an eye on it, but don't anticipate any major implications in the sports business right now. So like I said, a lot going on today. Jay-Z in the NFL, Joe Zai increasing his investment in the Nets, and also a major media merger with CBS and Viacom. So a busy Wednesday on this August 14th. That is your Morning Buzzcast. I'm Abe Matcor. Have a fantastic day.